We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? Deed, Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Jinx Borkenbike. Cover girl, swimmer, movie actress, tennis star. Yep, she's packed to the hilt with talent. And boy, what a hilt. Yeah, lovely face, Duffy. You know, the kind of a girl you'd like to have for a sister. Only if she was, you'd wish she wasn't. Yeah, but tonight I got other things on my mind, Duffy. Huh? Well, look, now that we're closing up the joint, I might just as well tell you that I'm quitting. Huh? Look, for 15 years you have worked me like I was a dog. You treated me like the dirt on your feet. You bawled me out like I was a thick-headed jerk. You paid me wages that even a moron wouldn't work for. Huh? Well, I got me own reasons for quitting. Now, look, Duffy, please, do not argue. Tears and lamentation will get you nowhere. Well, I gotta go. Huh? I bid you bon voyage, sir. Don't bother me now, Eddie. I got to check this ad for Tripagaphicularis. Available. High-class Maestro D Hotel. Harvard graduate. Also some high school. Wonderful executive. I wonder if I spell it. Yeah, that looks all right. ECKXZECKZYOUU. No, I think I got one diphthong too many. Hey, Eddie.
Yes?
How do you spell executive?
Executive? E-X-E-C-U-T-I-V-E.
Eddie, leave us not guess, shall we?
I'm sorry. But you really going to leave this place, Miss Arthur?
Yep, Eddie, the cast is tied. I already told up. And boy, what a relief, you know. For the first time in 15 years, I feel freedom pushing through me veins. Yes, sir, Eddie, when I leave this job, I'll be working on air.
And living on it, too.
Don't worry, I'll do okay. I've learned a lot from working for that dirty miser.
You have?
Yes, sir. Next time a boss tells me I'll only have to work 80 hours a week, 6.5 days for $15, brother, I'll get it in writing. When I think how that Duffy has pushed me around. Well, I don't have to tell you, Eddie. You know how much I've taken from him.
And without getting caught, too. Miss Archie, how do you happen to come to work in this gastronomical alcatraz in the first place?
Oh, I was a dope, Eddie. I let that Duffy soft soap me into it. What a picture he painted. Archie, someday this place will be all yours. I ain't gonna live forever. Promises. Empty promises.
He let you down, huh?
Yeah. How'd he suck you into coming here?
Well, I was just an inexperienced country boy at the time. And when Mr. Duffy told me the hours and the pay, I thought it was a good job.
Come on, Eddie, quit kidding. What keeps you here?
Well, as a matter of fact, see, I kind of like this place. Huh? Yeah. Maybe I'm just a sucker for bright lights and the crunch of petrol.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Eddie. There's certain things about this joint that they get under your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah? The soft squish of a customer being dragged through the sawdust.
Yeah. The gentle rattle of teeth getting knocked out in a fight.
Yeah. The gusty smacking of lips at the free lunch. Mm-hmm.
Followed by the dull thud of falling bodies.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Quit trying to nostalgia me. I see what you're trying to do. No, sir. My mind is made up. All up, Finnegan. Yeah, it is. I was saying my mind is made up.
What's the matter, Rod? You sound sad.
Yeah, Finnegan. You see, I ain't going to be here much longer.
You ain't going to be... Go on, Rod. You'll live to dance at my funeral.
Finnegan, I ain't talking about rigoring me mortis.
No.
I'm talking about quitting me job.
Oh, is that so? Arch, I don't want to seem a goon, but if there's going to be a vacancy, I wonder if Duffy would consider
Finnegan,
me.
There is an old maxim. You can't fill a vacancy with a vacancy. No, there's a lot to learn before you can manage a joint like this.
So what? I learned very fast.
Well, if you learn very fast, how come you don't know nothing?
Oh, easy come, easy go.
It's laughable. You run Duffy's Tavern. Then again, you had no business experience.
Archie, you forget my dog walking around. And the year that I was associated with that Heidi Geiger.
You mean one of them hand organs with a monkey?
Yeah.
Which end of the business were you in?
I was the one that turned the crank.
Oh. Well, was the enterprise successful?
Well, between you and me, you know. You see, a business has to be built on confidence, and frankly, I just couldn't trust that monkey.
Well, Finnegan, you'd have problems on this job, too. I'm afraid I couldn't recommend you.
Oh, I'm not the baggage.
Yeah, you do my stuff, what, don't you?
It's a case of us Finnegan, I guess I'm just like my father. The one time in his life he started to make good money selling apples, boom, the depression ended and he was wiped out.
That's when you left school and went to work, wasn't it?
No, I wanted to leave school, but my mother wouldn't let me. I was only in 4B.
How old was you?
Not quite 19. Besides, my mother wanted me to stay until I learned to read and write.
Well, did you?
No, it was terrible. First, I could read and I couldn't write. And I finally learned to write and I forgot how to read. Boy, it was a vicious cycle.
Well, then why didn't your mother let you go to work?
She was afraid it would interfere with my education.
Well, which was your first job, the dog walking or the hurdy-gurdy?
Neither one. I started as a panhandler.
Finnegan, you a panhandler?
Not for long, Arch. It wasn't for me. Asking strangers for a nickel for a cup of coffee, I got sick of it.
Why, it sounds like easy money.
Yeah, but who could drink all that coffee?
Well, I'm going to miss you, Finnegan. But, on the other hand, it'll be such a pleasure to get away from that big, fat, blubber-headed boss of mine.
Archie, you stop talking that way about Papa.
What makes you think I'm talking about your father, McDuffie?
What other big, fat, blubber-headed boss have you got?
You mean that I did have? I'm quitting. Maybe you don't know it.
Yeah, I heard about it. And I think it's a dirty trick after all Papa's done to you. What gratitude. Why, Papa made you what you are today. You're worthless, good for nothing.
He made... Look, my stuffy. I have worked for your father 15 years, man and beast. And if I had it to do over again, it would be over his dead body.
What an ingrate. After Papa picks you up, gives you a swell job, treats you like a son, lends you money whenever you want.
30% interest?
Well, he has to protect himself, lending money to a fellow with a job like yours. But that doesn't say that he's stingy.
Well, then I'll say it. Getting dough out of that guy is like trying to get blood out of a tourniquet.
Look, Archie, you don't know him like I do. You only know Papa as a boy, but I know him as a father. And believe me, people like him don't grow on trees.
Nope. They swing from them.
Archie, you don't understand him. Just because he's not the flashy type of a boss who likes to show off to his employees by giving them large salaries. He's certainly been good to me.
He has, huh?
Yeah. Whenever I wanted a few extra dollars, he never stopped me from going out and working for him. You don't understand him. On the surface, he may seem to despise you and hate you, but underneath it all, he's really sincere.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Believe me, tonight when you told him that you weren't coming back, he just sat there with a lump in his throat.
No kidding?
Yeah. He was so shocked he swallowed a pig's foot whole.
He did, huh? Really? Gee, maybe I'm... No, sir, I gotta be strong. Now, leave me alone, Miss Duffy. Jinx Forkenberg will be here any minute, and I want to get this ad mail. Let's see, wonderful executive, tall, suave, nifty appearance, will deal with principals only. Hot dog or hamburger stands need not apply. Well, I guess that does it. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the future ex-manager speaking. Oh, it's you, huh? Well, I ain't changed my mind when I eat it. No, sir, I'm still quitting. Well, it's your own fault for treating me the way you do, you thick-headed, ugly, stupid baboon. Well, it's time you realize that I'm your equal. What? Ah, go soak your feet, you big mullet head.
Charming, such a tender party.
Well, it's no use leaving bad friends. Well, Eddie, I guess I better pack my stuff now. Let's see. Where's my bartender's handbook?
You mean how to win friends and put people under the influence?
Yeah.
Right over there next to your Mickey manual.
Oh, thanks. Now, let's see. I'll need me short measure jigger with the false bottom. Now, what else?
Hey, the doctor. That girl over there. Ain't that Miss Jane Spartanburg?
Where? Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at the cut of that dress. If the top was any lower and the skirt was any shorter, it'd make a great belt. Look at that. Boy, what an epidermis. Hello, Jinx. Well.
Hello, Archie.
Jinx, I don't know how to greet you. You know, I'm so bedrazzled by the glamour of your punctitudinous femininity. And so overcome by the delicacy of your scintillating presence, I'm just speechless.
Well, I'm glad that's over.
So am I. Now, leave us get down to conversation. How you been?
Oh, very well, thanks. And you?
Oh, fair to middling.
You're certainly looking well.
Oh, pardon me, I didn't mean to stare.
No, Archie. What I meant was that you seem to be in very good condition.
Oh, well, I'm like you are. I'm very careful with my body. I treat it like a delicate machine, you know. You know how I got this physique of mine, don't you?
Malnutrition?
Yep. And plenty of it. Yes, sir. Lots of fresh air, exercise.
What have you been doing for exercise?
Oh, I've been working out in the gym.
Oh, calisthenics.
Well, I got a few blisters. Yeah, but doing that weightlifting, you know, flying around on a trapeze, rope climbing, barbells. Cut it out, Eddie. Yep, exercise has done me a lot of good. Had great results for me. You know that magazine, Strength and Health Digest?
Certainly.
I can tear it in half. But enough about me, Jinx. You look like you're in pretty good shape yourself. What have you been doing for exercise?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of walking.
Oh, well, if you want to go out with them kind of guys. That's strictly your own business.
Who's the tomato?
Finnegan, please. I wish you would be a little more cool. Jinx, this is Mr. Finnegan.
I'm very happy to know you, Finnegan.
Hey, Arch, this thing's a fast worker. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I see your picture in Photoplay magazine last week?
Possibly.
In a strapless dress?
Yes.
With a bare midriff?
That's right.
And a long neck?
Right.
I thought the face was familiar.
Finnegan, really, I'm embarrassed for you.
What was that?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Well, thanks, Archie. If I can ever be embarrassed for you, just go.
Why don't you go pawn yourself and lose the ticket? Jinx, how come you're in town tonight?
I'm going over for the USO.
Oh, what are you going to do over there?
Well, that's just it, Art. I don't know what to do. I can't sing and I can't dance. And...
Well, I got a feeling that in your case, the boys will overlook a lot. Excuse me. Hello? What? No, it's too late to offer me a raise. 25? No, sir. You could make it 50, 75, even a buck. I still quit. And the same to you, sir. Jinx, you say you were going overseas.
That's right.
Look, how's about hiring me?
No.
Well, then maybe I could be your...
No.
Well, you're going to need...
No.
What else can I do well? Now, look, Jinx, you just said yourself that you can't dance and you can't sing. Why don't you take somebody with you who can?
Archie, you mean that you sing and dance?
Yes. I not only sing and dance, but I tell great jokes, you know. Does that solve the problem?
No, Archie, it's not that simple. What I really need is a whole truth.
Jinx, if I can get the truth, can I go with you?
Well,
It's a deal. Now, wait right here. In a few minutes, I'll have the whole show ready for you to look over. Hey, Eddie, Finnegan, come here a minute. Answer the phone, Eddie, and tell him that I'm still quitting, that he is a jerk, a crumb, and an ignoramus.
Hello, Mr. Dudley. The opinions about to be expressed do not necessarily represent those of the speaker. You are a...
Oh. Well?
He beat us to it and added fathead.
The unmedicated dog. Well, when Jinx sees the show we got here, I can fit this crummy joint upon good riddance. Now, Eddie, you get your song ready, and I'll go over and check with Finnegan, Miss Duffy.
Right, Mr. Schubert.
Just call me Messrs. I'll be right with you.
Eddie.
Yes, Miss Thornburg.
Tell me, what's with Archie and these wild ideas he gets?
Well, he suffered from a conflict.
What do you mean?
He got a champagne imagination and a beer head. Miss Altenberg, he quits this job every third day. But this time, I'm afraid he's thinking of quitting. In which case, he would be very unhappy. Because he really loves this place.
Well, why don't you talk him out of it?
Oh, that's what I was hoping you might do.
You mean bring him to the census?
Yeah. Of course, it would be the first time they ever met.
Well, I'll see what I can do, Eddie.
Well, Dick, so long,
ready to roll. I got a show here that them guys overseas will be nuts about. Just sit down over there and listen to it. Okay, in a pitch, music. You lucky people, 110 pounds of charm and personality. Zero watch. The slap happy pappy with the snappy chatter that chases away them blues. Yeah, man.
Yeah, boss.
That's the idea, folks. Everybody joins in. Well, sir, a funny thing happened to me on my way down here tonight. I was,
Yeah, boss.
I was accosted by a panhandler. He come up to me in the...
Yeah, boss.
Oh, yeah? See the way I handle them hecklers, Jake? And now, I bring you direct from the orange room at Netic. That solid sending scat singer of smooth syncopated swing, Eddie Green. What are you singing, Eddie?
Candy.
Take it away.
Candy, I call my sugar candy. 'Cause I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. Ah, she understands me, my understanding candy. Ah, sweet candy, when I need sympathy. You know what I wish? I wish that there was four of her, so I could love much more of her. For ah, she's taken my complete heart. I'm crazy about my sweetheart. Ah, Candy, it's gonna be just dandy. Time when I marry Candy. And we're gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of the cutest little gumdrops when I make her mine all mine.
And thank you, Eddie Green. Well, is everybody happy? Are we living? Are we in the groove? Good. Well, sir, a funny thing happened to me on my way. Please, sir, a simple "you're a bum" would have sufficed. And now, that popular duo of two, them perennial favorites of stage, screen, and radio. Appearing for the first time anywhere. Here they are. Half a wit and a myth. The kids will sing their popular hit, Indian Love Song. What about the European set?
But won't you miss these people, Archie?
Well, I ain't the sentimental type. I can get along without them.
Archie, I got a little surprise for you to take this with you when you leave.
Yeah. Let's see. A little bag of soda. Gee, that's nice of you, Finnegan.
Yeah, Miss Archie, I got a little going away present for you, too.
A lock of hair from the Moosehead. A Oh, thanks, Eddie. These fellas, these things are safe. They're going to remind me of the place. Well, Jinxon. Jinxon, I think we better start going. Come on. Let's get out of this crummy dump, will you? Will you cut it out, fellas?
You see, Archie, they really love you.
Huh? Yeah, they do, don't they? Hello? Hello, Duffy. I ain't gonna quit. No, I won't leave, Duffy. No, I'll never leave you. Duffy. He's crying. Jinx, I guess you're right. Tell the fellas overseas I'm sorry, but my place is here, bringing happiness to these people. My people.
You're a bum!
You see, they really love me.
Forces Radio Service.